This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday, thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
About to chat with Mark Grant, a Padres television broadcaster and one of the fantasy baseball managers out there. And I have an incredibly important question to ask of Mudd that is for me and you, Woods. We need to know the answer to this, I think, more than anything else this morning.
Okay.
Is Mudd there? Is he ready to go?
Cashier's desk up front. Ben Higgins, you're one at the cashier's desk up front. Thank you.
Thank you, Mudd. Okay, so here's the thing. Early this morning, Woodsy and I were talking about, we're trying to get a good picture of the two of us for, you know, the website, promotional purposes. And
are you talking to me, Higgy?
Yeah. We just take the worst pictures. Now, Mudd, I've never seen a bad picture of you.
Oh, come on.
You're a very
photogenic. We're showing him. Hold on. Let's get his reaction.
Aye.
You're a very photogenic guy, and I want to know what's your secret, because it's, I mean, you're not, you know, you're not cut.
You know, well,
you don't have any hair. I mean, but you take great pictures.
You're kind of a slob.
He's not a slob, though.
You're blessed, like
he's a handsome man, and I want to know what the secret is, because I don't want to have to diet. I don't want to have to, you know, work out all the time. You know, I don't. You know, Mudd's a good-looking guy, and he's. I want to know what the secret is.
How awful are those?
First of all, those are awful pictures.
They're hideous. We're hideous humans.
Yeah, they should use those pictures to get information out of people.
Correct. torture.
Right. Exactly.
Like, I'll bring this guy in here right now.
First of all, you know what the secret is?
What?
As I clear this furball out of my throat. Stay out of the sun, dude. I hate the sun. The sun is not good for you. I mean, you need your vitamin D and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Right? But I. Through the years, have all those years in spring training as a youngster.
Wore you out.
And hey, you know what? We used to lay out by the pool as kids, and we put baby boil on and trying to, right? And no sunscreen.
Yeah.
And as I've gotten older and gotten to be good friends with my dermatologist, I just hate to stay out of the sun, and I just don't. You know, you need a little bit.
Yeah.
But I just I try to stay out, and I don't know. Maybe that's where. I don't know, but I'm flattered, Higgy.
Floppy hats are your friends.
Floppy hats. I'm a big hat guy.
Big hat guy.
Keep the sun off the dome, and when I'm out here in Arizona, especially wearing the sunscreen.
Well, I'm just happy that the sun is out today.
Well, yesterday, the sun's always out when you're around, Woodsy.
That is true.
You walk in front of the sun, and it's eclipse.
That's a ray of light, definitely.
Right. This holding cell we're in here.
Isn't it
nice? Like I feel like I'm going to get processed here.
It's exactly what I called it this morning at 5 a.m. when we signed on. Like, it's the Padres holding cell.
Yeah.
Yeah, but man, we're having a blast out here. Mudd is our coach. He's got me and Paulie on the same team. We've got a really good team.
We do.
Nobody's beating us. We have pitching. So
I want to talk about you yesterday, because yesterday I was about ready to make a pitching change in the first inning.
I know. I was wild.
You were horrible.
I was.
Woodsy's line yesterday was 7 innings.
Yep.
You gave up 6 hits.
Yeah, 6 hits. 5
and
runs.
5 were bleeders.
Yeah.
5 runs, but you battled back. And what did I say to you guys after the game? It's not how you start, it's how you finish. You guys battled.
Yeah.
Gave up 4 early, couldn't score. 2 innings in a row, we left 3 runners on.
Yep.
Couldn't get them across. But then when it got late, when it counted, the Mudd lights came through.
Mudd lights came through. I told Mudd, I said, you're not pulling me from this game.
No.
I'm not coming out of this game.
I couldn't pry that ball out of your hand.
No, there's no chance.
I was very proud of your colleague, Higgy. He was, is this on?
He's a gamer.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, he's a gamer.
And he's having fun. And you know what else I like about Fantasy Camp? I witnessed this yesterday, and I witnessed it years past. It's like in between innings, we had just come into our dugout to hit. The other team was out there, and Cam Williams was playing third base.
Yeah.
So I'm out there at third base coach's box just, you know, shooting the breeze. And Higgy, this is the great thing about Fantasy Camp. And if there's guys out there or gals out there that want to come, this is one of the things that's happening. In between innings, Woodsy just runs out to Cammy and says, Cam Williams, our third baseman for the other team. Hey, you really hit that ball well. And he, what's he's pitching? And he gave him a big hug. He goes, hey, you hit that ball really well.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing about fantasy camp, the camaraderie that you become friends with guys through the years. And it's genuine, it's real, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it's so much fun. It really is just the greatest time out here. And, you know, Ben was talking earlier about how, well, you know, I haven't done this in a while. And I said, there's a guy on our team that has not swung a bat in 35 years. Mm-hmm. And he asked me, hey, do you have any tips for me? I'm like, yeah, don't get hit by the ball and mm-hmm. just stand there and try to get a walk or you know, put the bat on your shoulder and see ball, hit ball. But everybody kind of pulls each other up. It's really cool.
So,
it's
Mug,
really
given cool. your 1-0 managerial record, has mm-hmm. the new skipper, Jace Tingler, sought you out for any advice yet as he gets ready for his very first campaign? I've heard he's making an appearance at the Peoria Sports Complex.
He's around.
Yeah, I understand he's going to make an appearance. And you know what? It's funny you say that, Higgy, because there was a note in my locker when I got to the ballpark today, not only with the donuts.
Yes.
But there was a note in my locker that said, hey, Mud, would love to talk to you. And love was underlined three times.
Yeah.
And it said Jace.
Heart Jace.
Yeah. XOXO. And I'm waiting for him to show up so we can have that talk.
Well, we would like to talk to Jace as well. Bud and I were talking off the air. I mean, I like the guy a lot. I've met him now three or four times. And I know he's got to be chomping at the bit.
Sure.
When you're the new guy and there are questions about you and you want to answer those questions, Mud, you just want to be on the field. You want mm-hmm. to get that first game under your belt.
You want to get your first game under your belt, and you also want to get out there and get off to a good start
yeah.
and get a good relationship with your coaches. And there's as much pressure on a manager, first-year manager, as there is on a player.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think if I were a betting man, you know, Jace is such a good guy.
Yeah.
Knows the game. You got to root for the guy. I mean, after meeting him a couple times and talking to him, I haven't really gotten – dug deep to know him, but he's a guy you want to root for.
No doubt.
And he is going to have a coaching staff to where he can work with and delegate and be on the same page. And now it's all about the players responding.
Now, I got a question for you, Mud, and I don't think this is going to bug you, but did you see the comments from – we're joined by Mud Grant here on Ben and Woods this morning. It's called a reset in the business. My boss is a big fan of them, Mud. So there were comments by Andy Green. When he was at Cubs Fan Fest. And by all accounts, you know, we interviewed Andy a ton of times, met him, super nice guy, whatever. But he said, you know, I came to the Cubs, I'm looking forward to winning. I was a part of a rebuild for 4 years. And I did see some fans take a little bit of exception to that comment of, well, I came here because I want to win now. Well, you were let go from San Diego, you got a new gig, right. and I understand you got to be the company guy, but you know, when you saw those comments, or did you hear about those comments?
Did not hear about them, but I know the Cubs have their big convention and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to comment and stuff like that because I don't know what's going on internally with Andy and what his thoughts are really.
Yeah.
But when you come out and say stuff like that, you know, that's up to Andy to do. And I want to look forward to this season and Jace Tingler. Andy was always great with me.
Yeah.
I go in his office, talk information and get like that. Wanted to win, wanted to do well. Had those guys prepared as ever to try to win, but that's not the case. So, hey, we move on, and it's the Jace Tingler era, and hopefully things get off to a good start.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have to.
Yeah.
Like all guests, Mark Grant appearing on our SDCCU fan hotline, Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan, and obviously, you know, Derek Jeter getting into the Hall of Fame, no surprise there. Larry Walker getting in his last year of eligibility. Now, I'd imagine when he was back with the Expos early in his career, you had a chance to go up against Larry Walker a couple of times, and obviously you saw him as a Padres broadcaster with all those years with the Rockies. Did you think that he was a Hall of Famer, and were you surprised by the vote yesterday? Or are you glad he got in?
You know what? Early on, I was not on the Larry Walker train. I was kind of trying to come around, and you know, I wanted to hear both sides. Wanted to hear both sides because I think that's – but usually when you mention a player's name, it's almost instantaneous, Hall of Famer, not a Hall of Famer. I was kind of on the fence with Larry Walker, and here's what maybe turned me around a little bit. You know, he did spend those years in Colorado, but his numbers in Montreal and towards the end of his career, you know, he spent those 3 years and 2 or 3 years in St. Louis. But one thing that I found out was that 30% of his at-bats in his career were at Coors Field.
Yeah.
30%. And that told me that – even though when he was out of Coors Field and the elements to where it works an advantage for the hitters, the guy still put up great numbers. Here's another thing. He averaged 128 games per season, right? Not really, I mean, you know, if you're going to be an everyday player. You want to be 140, 145, 150, whatever, even 162. But yet, I looked at that, and I'm really not playing a lot of games. But on the other hand, fewer games, but still put up those numbers.
Yeah, right? Still massive numbers,
so I was trying to juggle stats and looking at longevity and looking at games played. But I think I came around to where I think Larry Walker, worthy of being a Hall of Famer.
He's the ultimate borderline guy. I'm not mad that he's in. Someone has to be kind of the borderline guy, and that's him.
Yeah, and you know what? This is baseball. It's a getaway from life. It's a chance to voice your opinion, and we as fans and humans should take everyone's opinion and just, okay, that's your opinion, that's cool. You know, nobody's right, nobody's wrong, and let's, you know what, guys, let's love one another, please.
What is happening?
Oh, my God.
Now?
After this, we're gonna hug.
Are you smoking marijuana this morning? You're feeling very lovey.
No, I just I'm happy to be in uniform. Happy to be sitting here talking with Ben Higgins and you're.
I'm Woodsy.
Woodsy,
yeah, you know that.
Yeah.
You're starting,
so anyway,
starting
no.
Your horse.
It's baseball. It's topic of conversation. It's statistics. If you want to talk that, it's as a player. What was he like in the clubhouse? What was he like on the field? It's all opinion, and we should not get mad at other people just because they have a different opinion than yours.
Unless they're Dodger fans clamoring for
they
a
can,
fake
they
World
can take
Series,
a heist. Yeah.
Two fake World Series titles, yeah. Mud. That
hey, do you strip the Astros of their? They strip people of their gold medals.
They do. They do strip people.
Do you put it in the books? 2017, no world champion.
Blank.
2018,
blank.
Got to go. Hang with them.
I
tough day in the big leagues.
I don't know. I don't think you do. I don't think you do, but if you do, you definitely don't give it to the Dodgers.
Well, yeah, you got to give it to the Padres.
Yeah, give it to the Padres. Why not? I mean, who knows what would have happened.
Why don't we sell some raffle tickets to each team, and we'll do a drawing and see who wins the World Series in 2017.
Yeah. Silence.
It's Mud. I mean, it's going to be a story
Silence
that you can't ignore it, though. I mean, it'd be nice to be able to, but as a broadcaster, it's going to be one of the guiding stories here in the 2020 season is the fallout from this Astros scandal. I mean, how are you going to kind of handle it on the air, and what are you going to say about it?
I'm going to have a trash
starts?
Can up in the broadcast booth.
He was beating a trash can yesterday, by the way.
I'm going to
just so you know, Ben.
I'm going to look in the monitor from the channel number four camera, and I'm gonna beat the trash can when it's a breaking ball.
You should. I mean, why?
No, you know what? I know there's been opinions on this too, but you know, when you get that deep into doing stuff like that, that's if you're on second base or you're first base and you can peek in and get the signs with your own
100%
you know 100% vision that you're.
If they're gonna get lazy and give it to you, you take it.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you start doing stuff like that, that's no bueno.
It is one of the gnarlier things to happen, and there are still people that are like, I just don't understand what the big deal is. I'm like, well, then you're not super bright.
Yeah.
You've never played. You don't understand.
Right.
And you know, I asked you this last night at dinner, Mud. I was talking to Freddie Kendall too, and I asked him, you know, the steroid era. I mean,
I think this is worse.
Okay, that's exactly what I was going to ask you. And you're a pitcher, right?
Yeah.
Would you rather pitch to a guy that's been taking testosterone, or would you rather pitch to a guy that knows, oh, Grant's about to throw me
I'd
a change
pitch
up
the guy with testosterone
all day.
Absolutely.
You almost feel that
it's a team thing rather than an individual thing.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. And you know what? And once again, this is just my opinion, but how far does this go?
Right.
And as far as coaches and managers and
who's tainted? Like, how many can you trust anybody from that organization moving? I mean, we saw Carlos Beltran. I mean, he fell on his sword for the Mets, and he was a big part of it. And the guy never got to manage one inning
in
the big
leagues. Something
that
I think, I mean, baseball fans for, you know, a long, long time, decades, generations, have not ever seen anything like this. And it's earth-shattering.
It's crazy.
Is Orsillo clean, or does he have someone in his ear telling him what to say?
Orsillo's clean.
Yeah.
He's clean. He does it the right way.
Yeah, I think, well, I don't know. I'm throwing up a red flag.
I got to ask you because we talked a little bit last night at dinner, too, about chemistry. We talked about Paul and I got to hang out with you and Matty V. Had a great time just listening to stories. And you know, Ben and I do a radio show together. You and Don are such a great combo. You guys have
such
a great time in the booth. Ben and I have such a great time, and it's genuine. And it's when the mics go off, there's still a lot of love there.
Right.
And I feel the same with you and Don. Now, maybe you guys are duping us because who knows?
We hate each other.
Yeah.
We're at each other's throats.
Every day. It's the off season, do you guys communicate a lot? Because Ben and I, when the weekend comes, I'm not texting him all freaking day.
You know what?
We live our lives.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Don has his life, and he lives in paradise in Coronado. And if you want directions to his house, just let me know.
Yeah, just throw his address on the air.
Yeah, and then I live in East County in God's country. And, I'm always doing stuff at the Double Wide.
Of course,
it keeps me busy. And, I'll call him every once in a while. I'll be driving or something. And once again, it's on Bluetooth, hands-free.
Yeah, of course.
And I'll just check in and say, hey, thinking about you. How you doing? No agenda. Just wanted to say hi.
You're the Woods to his Ben.
Yeah, because he never calls me.
That's exactly Ben. That's, dude.
He never calls me. Never
Ben invites, is Don.
Never invites me to his house. Never says, hey, Mud, let's go to lunch.
That's amazing.
I have invited you to my house, Woods. I have.
We're the chasers.
Don never does. He's always fishing out in his Sun Dolphin or something and whatever.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The connection is it, Benny, I just made the connection. I'm Mud Grant. You're Don Arcillo.
I can see that a little bit.
Do you cook?
I do. I'm more of the sous chef of the house, but
his wife cooks like eight.
Yeah, no,
really,
like the best food you've ever eaten.
Well, Don is like big time chef guy.
Man, does he make you anything?
Heck, no.
No, nothing.
We'll all get together and break our diets and have a big meal together at some point.
Yeah, let's break bread.
Let's do it. I'm in.
Mud, as always, it is a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Time's up already?
Yeah, unfortunately. It happens fast.
I'm just trying to get to the training room ASAP.
As I said, that felt like it was 5 minutes, and we're already about 5 minutes over what we should have done, but I warned everyone.
I took the cold tub and hot tub yesterday, and I did 3 rounds.
How many minutes each?
3 minutes each.
I did around the same thing. I did about 2 minutes each, though.
It's good for the circulatory system and your muscles.
I need Ben. Will you please do the last break by yourself today, so I can.
How cold is the cold tub? 40? 45?
Cold.
The cold tub is 58, and the hot tub is wow, too hot for the hot tub. Make me sweat.
All right. Hot tub. Enjoy the donuts. I saw that you got a box. So.
Maybe Mud is actually
the hot tub.
Maybe Mud is
will
the Ben Higgins.
Yeah.
Maybe Mud is
will
Ben.
Will it make me sweat?
Mark Grant on our SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates.
We'll be right back right after this.
Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, go 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.